They came from across the province, demanding peace from the Pakistani government after Monday's suicide attack on a mosque that killed 101 people and injured many more. Political parties were asked not to fly their flags. Instead, white flags were raised. Many people here in the northern city of Peshawar say they don't trust Pakistan's military establishment.
Pashtun region have been suffering from 20 years. So this is the need of the time that government should provide us peace, and our own and our last and ultimate demand is peace on this region.
This protest is seen as a popular uprising, similar to the one that followed the killing of 134 students in 2014 in a Taliban attack on a military school. The movement starved the Pakistani Taliban of support in towns and villages in the region, and along with military operations, attacks by the Taliban drastically reduced.
Years past that these kind of incidents are happening, but no one is taking responsibility. Our women and children are suffering. We want peace, we want education, we don't want state-sponsored terrorism. Every house in this province is bleeding and we can't take any more bodies.
They chant, "We will never accept terrorism." The threat is still very real. Security was high around the protest. On Saturday morning, police carried out operations against armed groups. They say two Taliban commanders were killed and a cache of weapons confiscated, and others were taken into custody.
The targets of this terror group, which we unearthed in District Sawabi, were policemen, key security installations, and some high-profile persons in this region.
Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has said Pakistan is facing an unimaginable economic challenge.
The killing of over 100 people seems to be a real turning point here in Pakistan. For years, they struggled and suffered with militancy, and they don't want to see it make a return. But unlike before, the economic conditions now are the worst the country has ever faced, which would make it even more difficult to get vital resources the police so desperately need. But for people here, they don't have a choice. They live on the front line of this battle. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera, Peshawar, Pakistan.